What's up, everyone? It's three-time Pro Bowler Josh Cribbs here tonight to talk about your Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns. Everyone in Ohio, unfortunately, isn't Browns fans. And everyone that listens to this podcast isn't a Browns fan. But tonight, I want to talk about our quarterback situation. There always is a quarterback situation. Not necessarily a bad one, but however, we never have that quarterback going into preseason. There's always a battle. Why? Because over the years, we've always had a perpetual cycle of quarterbacks come in and out of the door. And if you understand that dynamic, that the head coach goes, so does your quarterback. As the GM, so does the head coach, so does the quarterback and the owner, and so on and so forth. So as we solidify the front office permanently, or at least solidify and say, hey, this is the guys we're going with, and that seems what the Cleveland Browns are doing, gratefully. So we have solidified a coach in Hugh Jackson, and it seems as though that's the direction that we're going in. So the next quarterback should be the next quarterback for a long time coming, hopefully, with the Cleveland Browns. And judging off tonight's performance, I wanted to see what Hugh Jackson is going to do with the quarterbacks, judging off of tonight's performance. And I'm not looking at Kessler because he's the safe pick. Cody Kessler is your safe pick. He should be on this team as a backup, if not the starter. If he's the starter, I feel like the Browns did not see enough in Deshaun Kizer or Brock Osweiler to keep him on this roster. If Brock Osweiler is not your starter, he costs too much to sit down on the bench. He has to go trade or whatever. He just cannot be on the football team, unfortunately. But I saw a lot in Deshaun Kizer. If you notice, he moved up slightly on the roster because on the depth chart because of last week's game. Rightfully so. I wanted to see him kind of start with the ones. But if you look at Brock Osweiler's performance last week, it was kind of below par. It wasn't, yeah, there were passes overthrown. But he needs to get in the groove. And it's hard to do that knowing that you're about to come out in a couple drives or the next drive. And he knows this battle is heating up. Anyway, tonight's game, I felt like Kizer did a good job. He was solid in the pocket. I did feel like he was getting a bad rep. If you watch the game on TV like I did, I felt like John Gruden, great coach, a great announcer. I felt like he was kind of nitpicking Kizer throughout the game. I believe Kizer went to his quarterback camp, and yes, he went to his quarterback camp, and he kind of was telling us, yeah, he may struggle with NFL defenses. That's why he should have probably stayed in. He was a quarterback, first quarterback drafted out with 2 years left of eligibility, which presented a problem for Gruden because he's saying that this guy could have stayed in, progressed, and got even better and been that number one quarterback taken in the draft. However, I feel like if you're ready, you're ready. Bring them up. Let's get them going. Because it's like that in any other sport. However, football is different. But John Gruden, I felt like he was a bit harsh on my Cleveland Browns tonight. I feel like, you know, he could have taken it a little easy and careful with his words. I know it was on national TV. They're playing the Giants. I get that. They're playing the Giants. Woohoo. But it's preseason. We're still getting things under our belt and getting accustomed to things. And I think Kizer deserved that leeway. There were a lot of nitpicking issues saying every time there was a penalty, oh, it was Kizer's fault. You know, he got to command this and command that. And one thing I want the audience to understand when they're watching the game, it's not just on the quarterback. The quarterback assumes that each person knows their responsibility. Yes, the quarterback needs to know everyone's responsibility and get them in the right places and lined up. But once they're ready to go, you're an NFL player like he's an NFL player. So they, he's expecting these young guys to be where they're supposed to be and do what we practice on, especially because he is trying to make the team. However, he will get to that point, and I believe that in him. I see it. And that's one thing I don't think Gruden takes into account. A lot of people don't take into account that there's an it factor that quarterbacks have, that people have, athletes have, that you do not, that you do not see in practice. There's a certain oomph, we call it, a certain it factor. I call it the it factor, is because it's not really a something that can be explained in great detail. You call it the it factor. You either have it or you don't. You can be fundamentally sound. You can run the offense. And that's what I think Cody Kessler is. I do not feel like he has it. I think he can run the offense. I think he can be successful. But I don't think has the it factor. I think DeShone Kizer has resembled the it factor. Being in a jam, being able to get out of a jam, use his feet if he have to, his arm, to be a total quarterback, being able to run, pass, run the offense, hand it off, read the defense, being a total quarterback. Time and time again, this young quarterback, DeShone Kizer, is showing me that. So I have a little leeway on him because it's preseason, and he did a good job using his feet, moving around in the pocket. At times, he did stand in the pocket a little bit, and those things will be cleaned up. But, however, I didn't like how Gruden and some of the announcers were very critical of Kizer. As you know, as if they know exactly what the issues were that were plaguing the offense doing certain mistakes. And, you know, I think that he should have some leeway on that. Brock Osweiler, yeah, he like I said, I'm on Channel 19 as well, and he didn't have Brock Osweiler wasn't significant. If you look at his play, there's no significant differentiation. That's a word. There's no difference. There's no nothing that stands out in Brock that says, hey, he is the definite starter. I don't see that. I see something in Kizer that wants me to have him play over Kessler and over Brock Osweiler. And that's why I feel like at this point, we see who we're going to solidify as our backup and then go with Kizer and build things around him. And still keep a quarterback in mind that you want to bring to the Browns if Kizer does not, you know, pan out. Still have the versatility as a staff, as an organization, to have a quarterback that you can reach out on someone's roster and grab and plug in right away and keep things going. Because I think they need to assure who's going to be the definite running backs, the receivers. I want to see some playmakers prevail. This team has a lot of unknowns, and that's because they're young. They're full of talented players who've yet to identify to the league and to the staff that, hey, I'm the guy. I'm going to be scoring touchdowns for this team. I'm going to be creating turnovers for this team. One guy I'm excited about, Peppers. They keep on identifying him as the next Josh Cribbs. Well, he has a lot of talent. He's fearless, but I've seen some characteristics tonight that say he's not the next me. He's not the next Josh Cribbs. He is going to be his own character, and he's going to stand out in his own way significantly. I don't want to take anything away from him, but I did see him on his return. He ran a long way, 30, 40 yards across the field, and you know, outran some guys, looked very good, and then ran out of bounds once he got to the kicker. At that moment, I said to myself, no, he's not a Josh Cribbs. Because once you get to a kicker, and he's a guy who I wanted to see this in preseason, see him do that. I want to see him go at the kicker. Then I want to see him go battle for some more yards. What he did when he easily trotted out of bounds, if you guys watched the game, and hoping he's listening, he left yards out there on the field that the offense necessarily will not gain back, because the offense could have went out there and went, you know, three and out. And that was the case a lot of times for me when my error with the Cleveland Browns. I took it to heart that every yard mattered. So I battled for every yard, because that would have been the difference for a first down, for a field goal, anything to put our team in scoring position. And I saw Peppers easily trot out of bounds. And that's the characteristic of the guys saving themselves. I made sure that when I left the field, I left it all out there. Granted, it's preseason, so I give him that pass. But that's something that I don't want to see from Peppers going into the season. I don't want to see it in the regular season. Understanding his role is going to be big because he is very vital to the defense. And this is troublesome because they don't know how much they can use him on special teams as a threat while he's playing full-time on defense on the core units. So they might have to have that next returner standing by in the wings that's just as good, that can hit the holes, that can hit the corner, that's fast, that can step in when Peppers had a good game or is having a great game on defense, because we need him on defense on a regular basis. But some people don't know how important special teams is, and until they score a touchdown, they get scored on, then they notice, oh, our special teams they suck. Or our special teams is good. Yes, they got us back in the game. So I don't want to take anything away from Peppers, but he's on core. So I see him saving himself. You know, he got a long run, but I see him saving himself for that defensive unit, which there should not be any room for saving himself. But, again, this is preseason. And Deshaun Kizer, Pepper, you know, and not to mention any of the vets, Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas, all the guys in there. I'm not mentioning them because this is preseason. We know what they can do. They're ready to go. I want to see the young talent. I want to see who's going to step up. I want to see who's going to unveil themselves like a superhero and become a playmaker, sort of like Terrell Pryor did when he came on the team and he was an unknown until he made plays and continued to make plays. So, other than Peppers and Deshaun, everyone else right now is insignificant. They're not making plays that we can say, hey, this guy needs more time, give him the ball, or, oh, he has to play defense, he has to, you know, be in the game. So I want to see these young guys prevail a little more. That's my take from this preseason game. I hope to see more from the next preseason game because they have two away games coming up. We'll see how they are in opposing teams' stadiums. I look forward to a great year from them. Also, Gruden said something that hurt my little heart. I tend to kind of agree because the Browns are building. Gruden said he can only see the Browns winning 4 to 5 games. I think 6 to 7, and I'm going to stick with 6 to 7, hopefully 6 or 7. hopefully 7, but at least 6. I want them to outdo that 4 to 5 range because then we'll see this team is definitely headed in the right track from winning only one game last season. So I'm rooting for the Brownies. I'm rooting for their success. I'm rooting for the success of Hugh Jackson to stay around in Cleveland for years to come. And I'm rooting for Jimmy Haslam to turn this organization around for the best. That's it. I'm Josh Cribbs. See you next time. Till I die, in the hood I'm good till I die, CLE till I die. Oh.